two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, big fella. Welcome to the Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy, a special edition of Kennedy Malloy. We'll get to that in a minute. Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you very much, Mick Malloy.
Big show here today. The Grammys are underway as we speak.
Yes,
we're going to play a couple of choice grabs from that. Cannot wait. You.
What?
You were up watching,
Eurovision. Well,
you
that might not be everyone's cup of tea.
You were live tweeting.
Well, I was, but this was because it was an Australian Eurovision. It was 10 Australian acts.
And are you happy with the winner? You want to talk us through a few?
I'm happy and I congratulate her, but I'll tell you more about it.
Guess who we're going to check in with?
Who?
Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, okay,
Dr. Chris Brown.
All right.
Behave yourself, would you?
You are
terrible. We'll get that. They're coming out of the jungle.
They're every night. There's one being knocked off. So
it's a bit lazy, I reckon. It's like he just wants to get out of there. He can't be bothered.
Well, I think he's been in it for a while. Hey, we've also got Will Anderson coming in.
Will Anderson. Yes. Ando. Can I call him Ando?
Why don't you give it a try and see how he reacts?
Ando. I'm not going to call him Ando.
Oh, he's got a funny story, actually.
That'll be a pleasant challenge.
I can't wait to see Big Will. Big Will?
He needs a nickname.
Ando.
Ando. Big Will.
Hey,
Wilberto.
You know what? We've got a segment.
Wilberto.
All right.
What about that?
I think we're over that now. Let's move on. We want to get on to, speaking of, give him a spray.
Oh, it's going to be chocolate.
I
love giving him a spray.
Something's just ridiculous.
I'll tell you, just give you a little hint.
Yeah.
Posties are going to cop it.
Oh.
Clive Palmer is going to cop it.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
IKEA's
going to cop it.
And maybe Roger Federer. He's had it too good for too long. Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Right.
So much to get through. But let's start at the top with a very important announcement. Our good friend Dangerous Dave is back.
Hey,
Dave.
Live
in studio.
Great to be back. Happy New Year. Great to see
you both. Happy New Year to you.
I've seen you since November. Last year?
It's been way too long.
It has.
You've had your hands full with family business.
We're just thrilled to have you back on board. We had it pretty hard while you've been gone.
Have you?
Trust me, your job is safe as ours.
Is that right?
We had like a succession of idiots
come in here. All we wanted was to be...
culminating in our own James, who quite frankly nearly lost... put us off air.
I was getting tweets from listeners not knowing exactly. I haven't heard the show for the last 3 weeks. I'm going, what's going on? What's happening back in the office?
It was carnage.
Bedlam. But there's other things happening.
Really?
Lots happening. Well, you know, Mick started following Instagram models.
We should bring you up. We should bring you up to date with a few things that happened while you're
here. I would love to know.
Well, I started following Instagram models.
So he's distracted the whole time.
But only those in Colombia, Mexico, and Brazil. Don't ask me how it happened.
Well, it's like the Miss World conglomerate.
Is there anyone in particular that I should be following? I mean, have you got some names?
A couple of,
He's very secretive about it.
Really?
He won't show them.
There you go. Look at that.
All right. Yep.
Oh, again, you've spaced out.
Okay. We tried to find out which Australian rock legend had sex in Jane's bed.
What are you talking about?
Daryl.
No, I'm not telling you. Wasn't Daryl Braithwaite.
Apparently he's hung like the horses.
It wasn't Daryl, but I'm sure he appreciates that joke.
Interesting.
Mick was involved in a car crash.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
But I was unscathed because fortunately I was sitting in the back.
That's what we've discovered.
I don't want to discuss it, go into any detail.
I went to a chicken establishment, Oporto, to feed my family dinner with a nice roast chicken meal.
Yum.
And they didn't sell any chicken.
At Oporto.
At Oporto.
All out of chicken.
All out of chicken, which I would have thought... is an issue.
That's not
Jane claims she can milk a cow.
I can.
Are you khaki?
I can milk a cow.
I said, where'd you do that? She goes, out back. And when pushed further, it was revealed that it was at the Collingwood Children's Farm in Melbourne. That's inner city suburb. Is really
back. This is coming from someone who thought a cow had four udders.
No.
You've got four stomachs, don't they?
Four big cans. You know,
he does the hand movements. He goes, big cans. He talks about a cow.
It's quite the technique, though, when you milk a cow, isn't it? It's all in the wrist, isn't it? The fingers.
It is, thank you. That's what I said.
Welcome back, Dave. That's the magic we've been missing. Hey, Makes an immediate impact. It. You missed my Barty Farty joke?
Oh, yeah.
Ash Barty.
That wasn't the highest point.
No, no, listen. No, this is a beauty.
All right, let's hear it.
So,
okay. Oh, no, we can we reminisce so or are you going to tell it in lifetime?
It? Have you got it?
I haven't got the joke.
Oh, you haven't got the joke. Well, it's better when I even
read it.
I'll tell it in the after dinner Peter Ustinov style.
Really?
Imagine there's an open fire behind me.
Oh, God.
So Maria Sharapova took an extended toilet break at the Australian Open.
Yep.
And I made a very funny joke about how loud would that be, given her grunting. Imagine if it was number twos.
Do you get it?
You wouldn't go to your cubicle five.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Isn't that funny?
So anyway, now I've got them right where I want them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go, and Ash Barty went and took a toilet break. But I'm not sure how far she got. All I heard was a Barty Farty. Dave.
Not bad.
Don't you ever boing me again.
Sorry. Is it good to be back?
Yeah. No, great.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I watched a lot of music on television because on Saturday night
you're
live
tweeting
time.
Pretty much, weren't you?
I was congratulating people.
Because this is ideally, in all things considered, this is what you would love to do more than anything else in the world.
What?
Has a young girl stand on the stage
and represent Australia?
Held out a ballad, a Eurovision style ballad.
I would have loved that.
And stand there and represent your country, wouldn't you?
I would. I wouldn't do a ballad, but you know.
You would.
No, I'd rock it out.
You'd
man.
Do a real.
No, I'd do it like you'd heavy metal style.
You'd hold the microphone with both hands and really kind of bring it in
a
tight.
Power ballad.
And then bum, bum. Yeah. Kind of like a Laura Branigan.
That's like, not so bad.
Hey, do you know I was in one of her films?
Laura Branigan?
I am.
Did you pash Laura Branigan?
Well.
Oh, whoa. For God's sake.
Def define pash. No.
Do we have a little bit of Laura?
I was in Laura Branigan. She did a film called Backstage.
She did, but shot in Australia.
No, and I was an extra. One of my first ever acting gigs.
Oh, God, how sad. You didn't stalk her, did you?
I was doing work experience somewhere at a... Enjoy it. They said, we need some extras. So I've gone in and you can actually see me sitting there.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There she is, rock Laura Branigan.
That could be you.
Yes, introducing.
All right.
Okay, so
what'd you make of it?
I thought it was brilliant production. It was amazing. Yeah. So what I was watching was, it wasn't even SBS, the proper Eurovision, because Australia's in it, which no one can believe or understand or get, but never mind, get over it, we're in it. We had to choose the song that we want to represent us, and there were 10 amazing performers.
So this is the qualifiers.
This is it.
This is it.
And
how's it chosen? There's a...
You vote by mobile phone.
Right.
And there's judges voting as well. There's the judges. But I've got to do my top three.
Okay.
These are my top three. My third was the band Shepherd. Do you know them?
Shepherd. No.
Yes.
That sounds like one of those Christian rock bands. Lord is my shepherd.
They had that
shepherd.
Song Geronimo, didn't they?
Geronimo. You know that one?
No,
hey, Geronimo.
Aren't you out of it if you've already released a record? Shouldn't you be?
No, because you can be Demi M. She represented us. Jessica Mauboy. Are you with
lost,
me?
And lost. Both lost. Both let themselves down,
bit,
let their country down.
Let's hear a bit of Shepherd say. With their song.
I'm on my way, on my way, my darling. I'm on my way, on my way.
That ticks a few Eurovision boxes.
And a great performance. The girls look great. They're playing instruments. It's
nerdy, epic, Christian rock. Euro
if that's
style,
the way you'd like to describe it.
That's the way I'd like to describe it.
All right, what about this one? This was my favourite of the night.
What?
A modern electric soul duo, Electric Fields, with 2000 and whatever. Here's a snippet.
We're not gonna live, forever. Happy 2000 and whatever.
This is a really cool with Indigenous lead singer,
right, okay.
And the chorus was all done in Indigenous language
kidding.
Subtitles, English subtitles on the screen. I thought that was going to be great.
Sounds interesting. What happened to them?
Well, they come runner-up, didn't they? The winner was...
this better be good.
You'll love this. I just know it. This is a very talented woman, by the way, Kate Miller-Heidke. You're familiar with her work. She's indie, beautifully trained, classically trained singer, songwriter. She's also written Muriel's Wedding, the music to that stage show. Let's have a listen to the winning song for Eurovision Australia.
Wow! No.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. There she goes. Now she gets really angry.
What is
okay.
going on?
She did this and she was on like a huge ladder that was like, you know, a 20-foot wow. ladder with a big dress on and stood there and just belted it out. And let's just say I think they'll go nuts for it in Europe. Yeah. In Copenhagen.
Apart from the obvious upskirting possibilities.
Well, there's no...
I am not interested in all. How does that represent Australia on a world stage?
Well, because she's an Australian songwriter, she's representing us. That's why I did like, I really did like the Electric Fields one because it was just a fabulous, amazing singer and it had an Indigenous bent and background and it was funky and rocked out.
I think it has to be uniquely Australian. It has to offer something that that's introducing something Australian to the world. I don't know, like this guy.
Written in the back of the air, on a blanket with the tailgate.
Do you know what? The show needed something like that. Yeah. It needed a lift.
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
You're right.
Welcome Australia's entry to the...
Because Ella Hooper was there singing it out and Tanya Doko something from Buses and Trains.
Something patriotic.
Next year, let's back him.
Patriotic that brings tears to your eyes every time you hear it. A big choir. The Qantas choir singing, "We're from Tigerland."
All those kids in their white.
That's it.
Yeah, maybe not.
All right.
Well done.
Stand by. Let's get it up for next year.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Will Anderson to join us soon. Dr. Chris Brown from the jungle as well. Driving you home. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Wilbo. Will. I'm trying to find her.
Somehow I don't know if Will's a guy that wants a nickname, especially from you maybe, but we'll discuss it with him. Hey, I'll tell you what you could discuss.
What?
Tattoos.
I don't think he's got one.
I don't think he has.
No, I think he's too sensible for that. Dave, you got a tattoo?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Not inks.
You're a rock guy. You've been around Triple M all your life. Why don't you?
Really hairy arms and a very hairy chest. So I would have to shave down for it to be appreciated.
That's a bit too much information.
Thank you.
Come of day, I have to say.
What about a Dr. Dan or something?
No.
Show your allegiance.
What, go a neck tattoo or something, you think?
Oh, we don't have to go that far.
You know what I mean?
It'd be like the... Anyway. Quite common, isn't it? Do you know that I've just read statistically, we're relating to a story about people should not be able to just rock in and get a tattoo if you've had a few, especially.
Well, there's a big story about it. There's and this was all over the papers on the weekend. I'm reading from the Courier Mail here. A rise in drunken tattoos has sparked a call for dodgy artists to be reported for criminal assault, an offence that could lead to up to 7 years jail. So, listen, the Australasian College of Cosmetic Surgeons spokesman and former president Dr. John.
No last name.
He doesn't need to have a last name. Said that you can't give proper consent. He also encourages anyone with tattoo regret to take criminal action.
Well, it's true. He says you just can't walk into a surgery and have any form of surgical work done without consent or being sober or of clear mind. This is permanent scarring. To be honest.
So our question is, and how many people, what's the statistic that
Well, the research has shown that 1 in 5 Australians has a tattoo. I'm not convinced of that
Do you have one?
No. I've established you don't.
No, I don't. No, I'm a clean skin.
No. We're asking around the office because buyer's regret is one thing. It's difficult when you have a tat.
I know a number of people who have gone in and got tats when they're drunk and otherwise would never have done it. Now, most of them are happy with the result. Some not so.
Okay.
There's one famous guy, I think, down in Melbourne after a big Geelong win, was in Bali and he had on both ankles, one of the ankles, day premieres, night premieres.
Yes.
But they'd put gay premieres. Now, not that there's anything wrong with that, but he had to go to show off his tattoos. He's got the big Geelong, the family, the
emblem,
big emblem and day tattoos and gay premieres.
Well, it's very inclusive of him.
Well, it is indeed. Probably ahead of his time. Marshy's joined us in the studio. Hello, Marshy.
Hi, guys.
You got a tattoo?
No, I'm a clean skin as well.
But you know people with tats.
Yeah, there's someone that works here at the station that she'll...
Fitzy.
Who went on schoolies and he now hates his tattoo. Yeah.
Fitzy didn't make it to year 12.
No, that was toolies.
He's listening.
Is he? Yeah.
Big hello to the boss.
Anyway, so this guy went on schoolies and in a bout of drunken patriotism on his ankle got IFN for IFN.
Yes.
And then a big heart. and Oz. So I effing love Oz.
Oh, my God.
Is that because he was slurring at the time or because he
that is very strangely patriotic.
Yeah,
so
it's not that patriotic.
No.
How do you, he's committed an ankle. Kim, one of our producers here. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Who do you know who's got a drunken tattoo?
Myself. Oh, I'm embarrassed. I don't know why I admitted
this. We thought you're an outstanding, responsible woman. What's going
otherwise,
on? Oh, it was when I was very young, guys, and I was living with two of my girlfriends, and we thought it'd be a wonderful idea to put our initials on our body. So I've got...
Whereabouts?
On your hip.
On the hip. It hasn't weathered well. I've had a baby.
KMS.
Just our first name.
Just in case you forget who you
are. Yeah, it's all muddled together. It just looks
sounds
like a
hedge
blob.
Fund or something.
And
are you still friends?
Yes, actually. Well, actually, one of the girls didn't get it. She
went to the runner because
she did a runner. She did a runner on the day.
Boo.
She sobered very quickly.
That is terrible behaviour.
Yep.
Hey, Kendall Jenner says that when she got drunk and admits this, that she got tattooed on the inside of her lip the word meow. Mm. And she did tell Ellen DeGeneres that there's no meaning to it. She just wanted to say she's got a face tattoo, even that was inside of her lip, which would bloody hurt, but she was drunk when she got that.
There you go. I think this is a good topic for the Triple M audience. Quad 333, have you got a drunken tattoo, one that you possibly regret? Give us a call.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Talking drunk tattoos here.
Who knew we had so many listeners that have drunk tattoos? Because,
we do. My
God, there's so many of you.
It could be an offence now for a tattoo artist.
Well, that makes sense.
To deal with a drunk person. They're saying they can't consent. It's a criminal assault. You could get up to 7 years jail.
Jeez.
I
don't think that's such a big thing to have to ask for.
Yeah.
Especially when you hear what you're about to hear.
I wouldn't be suing my tattoo artist just out of interest.
Be your mates you might want to have a chat to. We've got some callers.
133353 if you've got a drunk tattoo. Ben, what's the tattoo, mate?
A mate in the footy club has got a tattoo on one of his cheeks, bottom cheeks.
Yep.
Ben, and on the other cheek he's got...
Bend over.
Bend over.
Yes.
Oh, so he's got bend and then the O is
No, no, just Ben.
Ben.
Ben, the name Ben. And on the other cheek, Dover.
Ben Dover. Yeah, Ben Dover.
Yeah. I don't know why.
It doesn't make sense. No, it'd be bend.
And then
the
O.
And then
V-E-R. It should have been.
Oh, can I buy a vowel? Can I buy a vowel? No. You don't want a vowel.
Hey, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm glad it wasn't you. Hello, Nick.
It was like a spelling bee there for a minute, wasn't it? All for an ass.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What's going on with the tats? Is it yours?
It is, yeah. So I was backpacking about 9 years ago, it was.
Yeah.
And I ended up in a backpacker hostel in Scotland and got a
You'd be drunk then.
Hang on.
I was a little bit. I got a hot air balloon tattooed on the back of my calf that says, "Where to next?"
Where to next?
Now, the kicker is that he actually ran out of ink, so it's only half coloured in.
No.
But what, the balloon or the...
The actual balloon, yeah.
But Nick. But
where's to next?
Hang on.
Where are you going in a hot air balloon?
Well,
how many? You got 80 days?
Traveling and I don't know.
Who talked you into that? Did you just see it?
No, I just was looking through his drawings. I was like, wow, you're really good. And it turns out it was only his third actual tattoo.
You're pretty good. I can do a hot air balloon. It's a circle, mate. It's a circle with a basket.
How hard can that be?
I don't even have to finish it, apparently.
I actually did win an award last year at the Melbourne Tattoo Convention for the shittest tattoo of the day.
Well, we're going to reward you as well.
Prize pack for you. Kennedy Molloy prize pack coming your way.
Oh, Nick, that's ridiculous.
Where to next? I don't know. Somewhere where you can hide your shame and embarrassment, I would suggest. Hey, Jake, got a drunk tattoo, mate?
I've got three of them in one night.
You did not. Come on, Jake.
What are they, Jake?
I got the letters of a Facebook group on my leg.
Is that, you better not say that on air. Is it rude?
That's not rude. It's Gippsland Friends and Singles.
Very long.
There's a lot of F's in there.
I
was going to have a stab at Gippsland. All right, yep.
Got my star sign on my lower back, which is a Leo that actually looks like a wolf, nothing like a lion.
Yeah.
And the killer one is one on my back. It's a love heart and a softball in the shape of a love heart.
And when I go swimming, people go, what's that?
So it doesn't look like a softball at all.
Why have you got a softball?
It doesn't look like a love heart or a softball. Well, I play state softball.
Oh, right. You must really love it. So did you get those at all the same thing, or did you go from tattooist to tattooist?
They were home jobs.
Home jobs.
Okay. Oh, all right. By home, do you mean prison? Thanks, Jake.
Good Nothing for you.
Burko,
do you work in a tattoo shop?
G'day, Mick and Jane. Long time fan. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate.
You work in a tattoo shop, yeah?
I do. We've worked in for like the last 15 years, yeah.
And what'd you get?
So I wasn't me. We actually had some clients in the studio on the Gold Coast who both got the old Dirty Bird KFC logo on their ankle during schoolies. And about 6 months later, the newspapers published it and they scored Dirty Bird free for a year.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, it's an ad.
Branded for life.
Branded for life. Hey, and do you get a bit of extra business around schoolies, Burko?
We get it. We probably do, about 20 jobs a day during schoolies.
Oh, my God.
And I'm guessing none of them are drunk.
None of them are drunk. Well, the funny thing about this whole thing is that this guy's jumping up and down, Dr. John, obviously not the muso from Louisiana, but there actually are already consent laws in place where it is prosecutable. So everybody's got to do a consent form. So
there you go. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the intel.
Dr. John must have a wow tattoo or something he got when he was himself pretty drunk.
That's true. We got time for another one?
I think we've got time for one. I'll tell you what we'll do. Why don't we go to a break, hang on the line, and we might get into a couple more of these on the way back.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Going across to the jungle very shortly with Dr. Chris Brown, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy for the drive.
Just before we do, our phones have rung off the hook. I think we've found the average listener.
Triple M.
The type of person who goes out and gets a drunk tattoo. Peter's on the line. How are you, Peter?
Good, thanks, Mick.
That's the way. You went and did a drunk tattoo. Talk us through it.
Yeah, well, actually, I wasn't the person who was drunk. It was a tattoo, so it was drunk. So
what?
I just met a girl, and I thought I'd impress her with putting a couple of hearts on my arm and her name. So I went in to get the tattoo.
Yeah.
And it was on the back of my forearm. I put my forearm up, and the guy's tattooing away. And
what's her name? What's the name?
Her name's Donna. So I thought, I'll look at it every now and then. And then I went, hey, hang on, you've got three N's there. Stop.
Three N's? What? Three N's in Donna?
Yeah. You've got to put an A on the end, right? So I said, stop. Anyway, so that was it for the tattoo for then. But a couple of months later, I thought, I may as well just get an A put on it. So I went back to the same tattooist, and he's having a few drinks again.
Yeah.
I put my arm up, and he put the A upside down.
Oh, mate.
So put my, the different my, side.
Yeah.
So you got Donna with three N's and an upside down A.
Yeah, and I've had it for the last 40 years on the back of my forearm.
And did you ever meet up? Did you ever hook up with Donna?
I actually haven't seen her since. She never got to see the bodgy tattoo, either.
Oh, no. Well, if only she knows.
Yes.
The love of it. Good
thanks,
on you, Peter.
All right. Thanks
for the call.
We might take some more calls on that a little later on, but right now it's time to cross to the jungle.
Yes, it's getting to the business end. It's finale week of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on the line from the jungle. Hello, Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
We're really good, and they're dropping like flies. You've gone one a night. What's going on?
Look, it's business time, as you say. We lead up to the big finale on Sunday night, and every celebrity must go. It's a fire sale, and actually, you shouldn't really say that around the jungle.
You are a lazy prick. You've decided you've spent too long in the jungle, and you're just having a clearance sale so you can get on a comfy seat on the plane and get back.
Yeah, but then they got shows to do.
You know me all too well, Mickey. But look, I think we violated the human rights enough. I think it is time for them to go home to their respective families.
But the best part is when they start freaking out.
Yes.
You're just warming up. It's just when you start to get them to go each other, to turn.
Well,
like
they have got that.
Dogs.
They've got a bit emotional. And last night we saw Shane Crawford get emotional, didn't we?
We did, yeah. So it is that time where it all of a sudden becomes very real. And for, they're starting to realise what they've achieved and how close they've become and how much they how much they love each other, how much they despise each other, and it sort of leads up to the sort of the most emotional moment of the year, which is the news from home with the delightful Sandra Sully.
Oh, and that always
she should lie. She should lie. All your relatives are dead.
What we lead with Mick Malloy, where he's been, where he's been drinking.
I've been disappointed not to see Mick jump out of a big wooden box, but maybe next year.
Well, last time we spoke, Jane, there was no Mick Malloy, and I got to say, I was checking the local airspace for traces of Mick.
All right, well, turn around right now and look behind you.
That's right.
Hey, I'll tell you who you don't want to run into when you get back here. Yeah. Karl Stefanovic, he's going to be coming for you, and he's going to be coming for everyone after this bombshell.
Richard Reed,
let's have a listen.
So I go in the makeup or the hair room, and this guy looks up, and he's kind of like balding. It was Karl Stefanovic without his spray-on hair.
So he has spray-on hair.
Yep. And then he went away. Yeah. He had one of those six-week vacations and came back with...
plugs.
Mm.
God, he'd be so cross if he knew that was being sprayed.
Oh, my God.
Explain yourself. I mean, that is... you are...
That you've broken the bro TV code, man.
This is the bro celebrity code.
Celebrity bro code. If there's any karma in this world, if there is any karma in the world, I will be bald within a week. We can't control what they say.
You can control what you put to air.
I'm just a host, mate.
You made a conscious choice to make Karl Stefanovic look terrible, and I, for one... I'm going to fuel this fire all the way.
You're terrible.
I think you two need to sit down in a room and sort this out.
The world has enough. Australia has enough celebrity feuds. I don't think we need any.
Oh, well, we nearly got a celebrity feud between Evie Jones last night and Justin Lacker. Evie did what I would probably do, refused to get on the scales to do a big weigh-in. And I get her point. Everybody's congratulated for losing weight. She said she hasn't gone on scales for ages. But Justin himself was, you know... He didn't quite get her theory.
Okay.
I know what it feels like to kind of be weighed in, to always look at a number.
Yes.
And then I have to read onto social media, he's too hairy. Oh, he's too anorexic. He's too skinny. Like, I also have issues because I go, what do I do, Justin? I'm not just a model. I believe that I am bigger than that, and that's probably why I'm here. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm an icon.
Way to steal a moment, really, from Justin there. He's just a remarkable human being.
He's not going to win, is he, Chris?
I doubt it. I think people are voting because he's been very good in the trials. He's been a compelling character, but I do not think he'll go the whole way. But look, I mean, the thing is, when you're in the modelling industry, male modelling industry especially, as himself, he goes from being, what, like... incredibly attractive to being slightly less attractive if he's carrying like an extra couple of kilos
exactly.
in the eyes of the modelling industry.
He's like a brunette version of you.
Oh,
I reckon you're like.
I beg your pardon.
You guys were like separated at
Be
birth.
Careful.
You remind me so much of each other.
I think we can see the future for him too. He wants to be in soaps in the US, and I think he's got every chance of that happening. Hey, Chris, you and Julia are getting ready. We're seeing so many promos. You're not even here to see it. You're on our screens 24/7, man. And you've got a new show, Chris and Julia's Sunday Night Takeaway, coming up on the 24th of Feb.
Here we go.
Essentially where we just take away all those promos.
Well, that'd be pleasant.
That is the joy of it. But, yeah, look, it's very exciting. It's a Sunday night live, essentially variety entertainment show. It's probably the hardest show on television to describe because there's so many parts to it, so I'm not even going to bother.
All right, well, we'll look forward to seeing it.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, all right, mate, well done.
We'll stay with you all week because it's finale week and we find out who's going to be crowned king or queen of the jungle. I'm putting my money on Shane Crawford.
I reckon a sneaky. I reckon the Gogglebox girls may very well take it.
I hope it's a draw between them because you don't want to break up the best friends.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Sounds good.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. 7:30 tonight on 10. Dr. Chris Brown. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, I've got a bit of breaking news. Drug lord Tony Mockbell has been attacked in a maximum security jail this afternoon in Barwon Prison near Geelong, Victoria. Mm. The 53-year-old was set upon around 3:45 p.m. and he's in a serious condition apparently, and he's currently in an ambulance on the way to the hospital. So,
this could be a plot. He could have stabbed himself. He's in an ambulance. He now does a runner.
Who knows?
One of the great escapes.
Oh.
Pops on another wig.
I think one of the greatest wigs of all time, yes, was something that springs to mind when he was caught in Athens, wasn't it?
I think it was on a yacht.
Yeah, in Greece at a cafe.
Over there. That's interesting. I wonder if that is anything to do with another story that was doing the rounds, was on the front of the papers. Mm. He'd busted some kind of standover ring in the same jail weekend, which I think involved Pacific Islanders. And it got reported big time. Maybe they have. I'm making this up. I'm hypothesising, of course.
Well, that's,
but maybe they've dirtied up and gone, we're not having that.
Well, we'll find out more.
Mind you, a stabbing. And that's like a pass out for the exercise yard at Barwon. Tough prison. Beautiful golf course, Barwon Heads.
Tough prison. Well, we do a shout out to all our mates there. Yeah.
Do you know what? There's another Underbelly series coming on here with Lawyer X.
Oh, yes, there is.
Who I should point out is now on my list.
Well, of course she is. We forgot to tell you how Mix added a few women to this. Anyway, listen to round Triple M news break and you can find out more news, everybody, there.
Hey, and changing gears just for a minute, can we say, Vale, good congratulations.
Well done.
In a working
career
sense.
Career way.
In a career-wise, well done, Sandy Roberts, who since 1974 has been one of this country's outstanding broadcasters.
Absolutely.
Has achieved so much. Called the Australian Open for 25 years, largely at seven. Australian Open for 25 years. Played a role in 8 Summer Olympics, 3 Winter Olympics, part of the commentary teams there. Obviously, for anyone listening in Melbourne would know, he called up to 19 grand finals.
He's a guy I don't think I've ever heard a bad word against. No. And just a smiling, positive mentor to a lot of journalists and sports journalists around the country.
We didn't have time to put a package together, but we fished out one bit.
He's hanging up his shoes, but before he does that.
Sandy Roberts, this is an iconic bit of audio from the Spring Carnival, I think.
I think it's a country race meet.
Country race meet. Yeah. It was when he was introducing Miss Australia.
Yeah.
With us in Landcock and Landick, I should say. And Land, it's going to be very interesting.
You've got to get the name right.
You've got to get the name right.
But smooth as silk, one would think. We did that well. Good on you, Sandy. Congratulations for a great career. Stand by, everyone. We've got Will Anderson coming up next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to get angry, my friends. Give Him a Spray is up on blocks and being, beautified for presentation. We're going to go to the posties.
We are. I'm going to go Harry and Meghan and their choice of godparents.
How dare you?
Yes, I am. They're outrageous.
Clive Palmer might get a mention. That dick, Roger Federer.
He is on my list of giant knobheads.
No. Wait till you see the latest ad he's been involved in. We'll get on to that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Let's start with a big fella. Ando. Big Andy.
You're going to stick with that, aren't you?
Well, I reckon he needs Big a Andy. Nickname. Make it. It's Will Anderson, everybody. Hello.
Hello, Will.
Firstly,
Will,
thank you very much. Yeah, I've been trying to go with Ando so I can get Hamish away from Andy. I feel like it might just be an easy transition to into that double act.
I was trying to come up with something else because it's just, I think, Will and Will Anderson, and you seem it's great.
It's been an integral part of your shows, hasn't it? Your name over the years.
That's true, but I've never had a nickname. You were right. I've never had one that stuck. I didn't. So my company is called, Comedy Commando, and that's on a joke because one day this guy introduced me on radio as Ando the Comedy Commando.
I've got that written down here.
I found it the most ridiculous thing
the Comedy Commando.
Of all time.
Did you know that was coming?
No, did not know it was coming.
It's very convoluted.
I am calling my company that. That is...
Excellent. Well, there's a few other
Big Willie. I've got Dr. Dunning-Kruger here. Yeah. Big Willie. Mm. Limpy.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Angry Anderson.
Angry Anderson.
Are you angry? I don't think you're angry.
What about Glitz's suggestion? Did you see that? Wagga Wagga.
Would you like it? Everyone in radio has a kind of.
Well, this is the thing. I think I would always like a nickname. From when I was young, I always wanted a nickname. This is an absolutely 100% true story. When I was in grade 6, I was a little bit overweight, and I decided I used to read these books called
I Can Relate, Don't Worry.
Alfred Hitchcock and the Three Investigators.
I love those books.
And they were kind of like
Jupiter Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Beautiful. Yeah. awful. Okay, so Jupiter Jones was my favourite character. Yeah. So I decided I wanted a nickname that kind of felt a bit like Jupiter Jones. Mm. And so I decided, again, for, I don't know why, but that my nickname would be Donuts Anderson. Right? So I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
But I was smart enough in grade six to know that you couldn't just, like, you know, the kid arrives at the new school and goes, at my old school, everyone called me Ace.
Yeah.
No, they did not. No, they did not. No, no. No, you've had good to come to the school because you were being bullied. Yeah. That's why.
I like the ironic ones where you've got a dog that's called Red. That's clearly a blue heeler. I watched this fantastic interview once. It was in the outback, and it was about a drought again. Mm. And there were three ringers sitting on a fence, and these two blokes were doing all the talking. There's a bloke who's sitting on the end who has said nothing during the entire interview. And as they get to the end, one of the blokes turns to the bloke and goes, "What do you reckon, Rowdy?" And Rowdy is clearly the guy's nickname because he says nothing.
That's
awesome. I knew that you weren't allowed to give yourself a nickname.
Yeah,
so
that's
smart. Maybe I can trick the other kids into calling me Donuts. So what I used to do, again, this is such a horrible story.
This is an elaborate.
But at the local IGA, the local supermarket in Hayfield, they used to sell by the dozen those old school cinnamon donuts.
I love those.
Oh, yeah.
In like a dozen of those. Sure. And so every day I would save my lunch money and I would buy a dozen of these cinnamon donuts.
To give to the kids?
No.
No.
Jane, then I would hang out enigmatically in the playground at lunchtime.
Wolfing donuts.
Eating donuts. No, not wolfing them though. Kind of like gnawing, like I was smoking a cigarette.
Donuts.
That the other kids would be like, "Who's that enigmatic young man always eating donuts? We should call him Donuts."
Donuts, man.
You are a freak. That's
never
so funny.
Never caught on, but the only person who now calls me Donuts is Michelle Laurie. Every time I say it, she says to me, she goes, "How you going,
all
Donuts?"
Right, donuts.
Good for you. Now, in other business, we were talking about tattoos, and we were speculating earlier in the show as to whether, because I don't have them, Jane doesn't have them, Dave doesn't have them, whether or not you had tattoos. I said nay. Mm-hmm. Jane, you say?
I said nay, but I'm sort of on the fence because I'm thinking you might have had a drunk night out somewhere in the King's Cross and gone and done something.
Just the one.
Well, I mean, yes, but I might not have got a tattoo of it.
Sure.
So,
where do you stand? Can you answer that?
My girlfriend has a lot of tattoos, for a start, I should say this, including one of the most spectacular tattoos you'll ever see, which is on her, like, inside arm. She has a giant, like, cartoon portrait of the musician Morrissey, right?
Oh, wow.
And it's beautiful. It's stunning. Fantastic. But if you've been following the news in the last couple of years, Morrissey's starting to get a little opinionated. Gone off the reservation a little.
Doesn't like meat eaters. Probably wouldn't like being on a limb.
It's fair to say there's some circles now she can't wear a singlet. You know? If she's at a party, sometimes she has to keep one arm the side.
That's a lovely Victorian dress you're wearing tonight.
That's right.
So, girlfriend, yes?
I have one tattoo. Yeah. It's not a very impressive tattoo. I have a blue jigsaw piece puzzle on my arm.
And,
do you need to explain that? Why?
Yeah, well, so I was drunk. I was drunk. That is absolutely true. And I was at the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and this has got to be like 20 years ago, 20 years ago. And there was a guy out, there was a Jim Rose Circus.
Have you heard of the
Jim Rose Circus?
Yes.
Now, there's a guy in the Jim Rose Circus that people can Google if they like, but he was in The X-Files and The Simpsons and all sorts of stuff. His name is The Enigma.
Yeah.
And he's a blue guy. He has horns.
He
puts stuff in. He grew horns.
And he's head to toe covered in
blue jigsaw piece puzzles.
Yes.
Yep.
And I don't know if he still does it, but at the time, one of the things he would do is if you became a friend of his, he would give you one of his empty pieces. And so the idea was he would keep some pieces like empty, the rest of him be blue, but there'd be a piece on someone else
that was
of his piece. And he asked me while I was drunk one night if I'd like one of these pieces.
You must have been so in love with him.
I mean, it seemed like a cool story at the time.
Sure.
And I was like, this guy's never going to go away.
No, he's going to be popular forever.
Hold that thought, Ando. We're going to be back in just a minute to grill you some more. That's a good story. Do you think he'd give me a piece? I might ask him for a piece.
Where would you put it?
All right, we'll be back in a sec.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ando, the comedy commando.
Oh, donuts.
Hey, Big Will.
Donuts. That was very clever. Very clever. You know, my dad actually, his nickname, and there's people, my dad's just over 80. very upstanding young gentleman, and his, some of his mates seen, they go, oh, it's Dogs Meet Kennedy.
Dogs Meet Kennedy.
Oh, one day he was fooling around late to the classroom when he was in about grade three. And they said, Kennedy, why are you late? And he says, oh, sorry, I had to stop and get the dog's meat, sir. There you go, dog's meat.
And you ate donuts for a month and got nothing. Kids can be cruel. We've worked our way through this. Now, we love the idea that you're one of the best live performers in the country, bar none. We haven't spoken to you since you did your Sydney Opera House shows. Did you get the Shih Tzu joke out? I was campaigning heavily at the time for you to do the Shih Tzu joke and get it right.
You know what?
Because you have, we made a couple of half.
Do we need to revisit the joke?
No, I don't know.
Could you perform it for us now, gents? Can I introduce you and say now?
No, because we've got
different
takes on
it. There are some people don't know it.
No.
Well, for me, Mick, you know, once you've heard, you know, for me, it's like, you know, it's like a, for me, it would feel like a terrible cover version. You know? I feel like, you know, I wouldn't be doing justice.
What is the zoo in Sydney? What is it?
Taronga. Taronga, yeah. Do you want to?
It's not a great zoo. What's it? It's a specs of shit.
Guys.
Don't ever bring me again.
You didn't. I gave you every opportunity to tell that properly.
I did my setup and then went to do the punchline. I cut you out completely. That was terrible. You
should have started with me.
I was going, no, it's a bad zoo.
I'm not even the stand-up.
It didn't
even
work. Oh, I'm very disappointed in myself. Hey, but you've got a live show in Melbourne coming up for the
yes,
Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Hobart and then Melbourne
Hobart
International Comedy
the
Festival.
Oh, Hobart.
And
Spiegel.
Then all the other cities in Australia at some stage.
How are you looking? Are you good? Are you good to go? How's your preparation?
Well, I think my preparation is going really well, Mick, but at the same time, there's another part of me that goes, oh, if I could only get arrested again. That show was so good last year. I'm really at the point now where I'd take an arrest.
Get arrested, get kidnapped, yes. Something.
Did you have an experience though with an Uber driver recently?
Oh, okay. So how's this? Yeah. So I'm going to do a trial show for this new show.
All right.
And I have to get an Uber to the show.
Yeah.
And so while I'm there in the Uber, I'm having a chat to the guy. He knows who I'm at. He asked me what I'm doing. I said, I'm going to go and do this trial show. And he goes, oh, that sounds really interesting. He said, would there be any tickets available on the door? And I said, well, I mean, it is sold out, but normally, like, if you go there on the day, there's going to be, like, a ticket or two floating around. It was just him. Anyway, so the Uber driver turns off his Uber, because apparently you can just do that, right?
Yeah.
Buys a ticket to my show. So now I feel like this is an even sum game at this point, right?
Wow.
He buys a ticket to the show. He comes in and watches the show, but then he hangs around so he can Uber me home.
Drive you home? Yeah. I've never heard that before, ever.
Okay. Are you sure he turned off the meter?
Well, this is a situation where it's fair to say we're both giving each other star ratings at this point. So. Hey.
I like this relationship and where it headed.
I thought it was a good thing until on the way home, I realised that he considered the way home an opportunity for us to workshop what had worked and what hadn't worked during the show. And I was like, it's not like on the way there I was workshopping which direction he took or how fast he was driving or which music he put on the radio.
That's terrible.
And what was his overall opinion? Was it favourable?
I mean, I think he'd, you know, I think if he was Ubering someone else to my show, he might get out and buy another ticket and have a look.
But
you don't need that double whammy. Jeepers.
There you go.
Hey, that's, Will, I tell you what, if anybody wants to get some tickets for the show, where do they go, Dave? I'm handing it
you
over
go
to
you. You go to comedy.com.au. So it's the Spiegel Tent in Hobart, March 8th, then the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from the 27th of
where
March.
Where are you playing there? Some big-ass theatre?
The Comedy Theatre. It's my 11th year at the Comedy Theatre, which
it's
is
your natural habitat.
Mm. I love it there. Well, more people have probably seen me do jokes there than anywhere else in the world. So
good on you, Will. Are you as good as anyone in the business in that caper? I will come along myself and have a look.
So will I. Can't
wait. That is a lie.
No, it's true.
I'll drive you there as long as I can critique you on the way
home. We know
home.
That's lying, man.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Are you ropeable?
You think I'm mad?
Not a happy camper.
Perhaps I am.
Had it up the pussy's bow.
Very angry indeed.
Fuming, livid, irate.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Then it's time to pick up the phone.
You've got to get mad.
Kennedy Malloy's Give Him a Spray.
Not happy, Jan!
Call off, idiots. Get involved. 133353. Can I start?
Go ahead. Go ahead, my friend.
The postie. Your average postie on the beach.
Hang on, this is big deal.
We love posties.
I love posties too.
Oh, I used to until they went all soft.
What? Ow.
What happened to...
Jeez. Keep that bit of paper away.
If you see what they're doing, they've traded in the old postie bikes and the postie motorbikes.
Yeah.
Now they get an e-bike, an electric bike.
What? What do they look like?
It's a chubby chariot.
Oh, hang on.
Look. Look at them.
Oh, it's a tricycle.
Now, they've been looking ridiculous for years, right? They've been dressing them up in bright yellow. They've got saddlebags. They've got the safari thing to protect their neck out the back. You see them coming from a mile.
They cop it all. They've copped that.
Now they've got a roof. They've got a chubby chariot with a roof so they don't get attacked by magpies.
How many of these are out?
And, mate, look at the bag. Looks like he's delivering pizzas. You idiots. Oh. What happened to rain, hail or shine?
The postie's mantra.
The postie's, if I was a dog, I would refuse to attack them. Well, it's electric. It's electric. The dog can't even hear him coming now. The doctor, it's like a sneak attack. You don't want to be attacked by a dog. You don't want to be attacked by a magpie.
Mate.
This is seriously not cool.
Oh, that's terrible.
From the postie.
I'm so sorry.
Look at that.
I know, it's dreadful. They do look like they're about to deliver a pizza.
If you've seen your postie lately. Less time at the
hang
all
on.
You can eat.
Now, you be
my
very
mate,
Chow, careful. Be careful.
Paddock.
My posties, I've got chick posties, I've got bloke posties.
Yeah, wow. Well,
yeah, they're looking pretty fit. A few heels around where I'm in.
I hope they're enjoying the riding around a chubby chariot with a big thing on the back you can put your parcels in.
Did I read where they've just had to issue about 100 of them or how many they've ordered? Like, or is it 1,000? Someone's profiting from this.
Yeah.
1,000? 1,000 e-trikes. Trikes. That's a business. I told you, when I went to Disneyland, invest in electric wheelchairs. All I can say. All right.
All
I've
right.
Got another
what
one.
Else?
I want to have a spray about this. The new Aladdin trailer has been just shown during the Grammys, okay?
Careful. Right.
What did you say?
I should be careful here. It's a Disney classic. Aladdin.
One of your favourites. Not. So you know that Will Smith's in Aladdin?
Okay.
Right.
Okay. He's just one of the biggest stars in the world. He's a superstar.
And you know, previously performed by the great...
Robin Williams.
Oh, of course, yeah. As in the animated version.
Do you know that? He got ripped off because they ended up making a fortune. They got him for peanuts.
Oh, did they?
He eventually went to them and cracked it. They bought him a Picasso.
No kidding. Oh,
that's so interesting.
I said, well done. Good.
Gosh, you're an interesting
I should
man.
Crack it a bit more often around here.
Oh, you get a Larry Pickering.
I'd love to be a Larry Pickering.
Starkers.
Careful there, Starkers, is
careful
the name of the calendar.
I beg your pardon.
All right, now.
If he did my penis with two flies buzzing around it and a Band-Aid, I'm a happy man.
I do not want that visual
in my
head.
That was his forte. That was his forte.
Well, yuck. Now,
what is your beef?
The Aladdin trailer, as I've said, has landed. Will Smith's in it, but guess what?
What?
He's so blue, it's not funny.
What do you mean he's
blue?
He's
too blue.
You mean they've painted him head to toe blue?
He's head to toe blue and he's the laughing stock.
Look at him, he looks like a bad Smurf.
He looks like
a terrible Smurf. God.
He's the laughing stock of the Disney world and people are going, what the hell, man? You got to speak up, dude. When they're painting you that blue, you got to speak up.
Mate, he's like, you know that Blue Man group?
He's bluer than that.
Why don't they just get one of those idiots?
I agree.
By the way, they've had it too good for too
long. Blue Man group?
Blue Man group.
I love them.
See, that's what I mean. Middle class entertainment.
for people
who don't know any better.
Go along
and pay your ticket.
Shut up. Don't you go the Blue Man group.
Hey, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Roger Federer.
What?
Man, I can't. This guy's had it too good
can
for too long.
Can we have a not happy Jan? Have we got one of those?
Have you got something? Got a stink
for it. Not happy, Jan!
Right.
Roger Federer's had it too good for too long. I've told you often I've questioned his...
Yeah, but something's happened between you two.
His honesty.
You're just so down
question
on
his honesty. I'm cheating is one way of describing...
Well, that's not true.
The way he
sorry, just covering
his,
this show in case we're sued.
Well, in case... He takes...
just be careful what you say.
Health breaks.
Yes.
At times of the match.
He's an elite sportsman. He's allowed to do that.
He's a champion.
Yeah. He is a champion.
What's your beef?
Thanks
come
for input,
on.
Dave.
Welcome.
I bet you he's glad you jumped to his defence.
What is your beef? Big guns. Now, what's
your
whinge?
Just, I reckon he has, for someone as rich as Sin, he has no personality. He's a bit
That's
of a
rubbish.
Nerd. Him and Rafa between them.
No,
I don't reckon.
I've met him. He's a great conversationalist.
You've met him?
I have. Wow. I've talked
well,
about
that's one of the best
him.
Name drops I've ever.
Well, it was appropriate. It's not name
dropping.
What did
he say? What did he
it's
have to say?
It's not name dropping when it's in the conversation, dude. Oh, we just talked about having twins, talked about being playing tennis because I played a bit.
The Blue Man Group, how good they are.
Well, that might have come up. Anyway, what's
the problem?
He's
just done an ad, and this is, I don't, you know, short of getting one of Darren Whiz jiggers out and hitting this guy right in the ass. I don't know how. Can you get a better performance than this out of it?
I could only think of tennis and nothing else when I first started.
He's
Once
playing
I began
the piano.
Taking time for myself.
Is he really?
He's playing that.
That's when
I love
I truly
him more.
Started winning. My time off the court is just as important as my time on. Because tennis is just the beginning of my story. From just getting started. My life, my jeans. Authentic jeans with all-day comfort.
You okay. Idiot.
Hang on.
Tennis is just the start of my story.
What's
the
ad
most
for?
Boring story ever told.
What was the ad? What's it for?
It's him in his jeans and the most boring, it looks like Kitty Sullivan's lounge room on a piano.
Old Kitty Sullivan or crazy new Kitty Sullivan?
Crazy Susan Hannaford. Sitting at a piano wearing jeans, but he's trying to show
What's
you how
product?
He plays the piano. I don't. The friggin' jeans. Those
what is the product,
jeans
Dave?
I've
it's Uniqlo.
Seen.
Uniqlo, it is. Yeah.
God, what's on your goat? What's got you? What's got you angry? Give us a
You're
call.
All clearly,
1-333-553.
A drive home with a show motto is "What could possibly go wrong?" This is Kennedy Malloy.
We are in the middle of Give Him a Spray. Cam's on the line. Cam, who do you want to give him a spray?
I'll tell you. Firstly, mate, your rocks are diamonds, Asava. You come out with a beautiful piece of movie trivia about Picasso. And then
thank you.
You bagged out the goat.
Thank you.
Bagged out the goat. I bagged out Roger Federer, who, quite frankly, has had it too good.
No, he
You
hasn't.
Give some guys some sporting ability, but obviously you have to compensate by making him a lobotomized, like, knob.
Cam,
you know, like,
I don't, sorry, I have to work with this every day.
I'll make you a genius with a tennis racket and absolutely boring.
You don't know him like we do.
Oh, sorry, you had a conversation about tennis. He would love that, by the way. You're probably the first person to ever say, I've played a bit of tennis. Where do you think you were going with that?
Oh, well, that's enough from me. Come on now.
Cam, what's got you going?
Anyway, what I've got, mate.
Yeah, anyway.
Osher Ginsburg.
Oh, here we go.
Hang on, what?
If that is your real name, Osher, given to you by some...
Yes, it is his real name.
Let Cam have a go. Go on, Cam.
Have you ever watched The Bachelor? Have you ever seen when he tells the people that they haven't got a rose?
Yeah. Right.
His voice lowers about 400 octaves, and then you just... I don't know why, but in the next breath he's going, hey, mate, how's it going? And it's like... Sorry, you didn't receive a rose.
Well, he has to do that, Cam. I know that. I know Osher too. I know Osher.
Oh, you are name dropping.
I do.
Okay, Roger Federer is name dropping. Osher is kind of desperate and
sad. No, it's not. Congratulations. Osher's going to be a new dad as well. So I just thought I'd throw that in.
Eulogies at funerals delivered with less gravitas than what he does about
Cam. So let me get this straight, Cam. What has got you upset is Osher's tone.
100%. I'm filthy on the phone. And I just.
Cam, he hasn't been on air for about 6 months,
give him a
man.
Prize, Dave.
Tell me about it. And it's still driving me mental.
All right, we get it. Jesus.
Cam.
I tell you what we have for you, Cam. You've got a great prize here. You can experience Bohemian Rhapsody and the full Live Aid movie performance on Blu-ray, DVD and digital this week. You get a Klipsch RSB6 soundbar and wireless subwoofer.
Jeez.
You got a copy of the movie. Soundtrack and a movie poster, Cam, signed by Rami Malek himself.
Are you serious?
That is yours.
And we'll throw in a copy of Osher's new book. It's an autobiography. What's it called?
I am Osher.
We're going to send you a copy of that, Cam. Hey, there's a good news. Well
that's
done.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. Hey, Jane, can you say it with just a real deep, husky sort of voice?
Like what, Cam? Come on.
You can't get deep enough, and it's not pissing me off.
All right, Cam, you've got to go.
You're having your own show now.
Yeah, all right. See you, Cam. Hey, Matt. who do you want to have a go at?
Prius drivers.
Prius drivers.
Around the bend.
They drive around the bend. What have they done? Has there been an incident?
Well, there's been 1,000 incidents ever since they came onto the road. Unfortunately, we've never had an incident like in the US where the cards are detonate and we get rid of them. But
what's your main beef?
What's your beef for the Prius?
Because they drive this environmentally friendly car, they think every other rule goes out the window. So
I'll sit
in the 100 lane doing 60, I'll cut you off, I don't need to indicate, I'll put my right indicator on and go left. I just wish that we had the brake problem or whatever it was here that they had in the
US. Okay.
Just blow up.
Fair well said, Matt. No, they Prius. I think they've got immunity to just normal behaviour because they drive a Prius.
I don't know any Prius drivers.
I get away
drivers.
With anything. Yeah. Well, you remind me of one. You know what?
Beg your pardon.
You could.
Listen.
If there's a picture dictionary and the term is Prius driver.
You're lucky I'm not emotional today. I could be teary today, so be very careful.
Could you?
Yeah, but not quite.
I wish I'd have known earlier.
Yeah.
Would have worked on that.
No, I'm nowhere near it. Hello, Ellie.
Oh, hello. You guys crack me up.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so angry with maths. I love maths.
Yes.
Married at first sight. Did you just like me find out they're not actually married?
Yeah, what's really annoying me that most of them are actors.
Well, now, look, we haven't had proof of that. We've speculated.
Ellie,
have you got inside news or word that I have not on top of?
Obviously, social media and the magazine.
Oh, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the women's magazine?
Ellie, this is the bit I realise. I think a lot of them are strippers and a lot of them want to be... No, that's true.
This is...
No. I'm talking about the men. I'm talking about the men are strippers, and they say it on the show. Yep. If only you'd watch Mick and pick up something. Anyway, do you know what happened, Ellie? Were you watching last night? It got very uncouth.
Yes, because I don't like an S one little bit.
All right, and there's somebody dropped the C-bomb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, do you want to have a listen, everyone?
Listen? Let's do it.
Kitty's in the car.
Yeah.
We might beep it out, but just here we go.
Well, she's great. She's great. She's a lovely person. Really, really nice. When she turns around, she's like Jekyll and Hyde. I never know what she's going to be. Next morning, the Hulk come out. Straight back to I'm not calling her I'm saying she acts like her.
Jeez.
Wow. I don't think this could get any worse.
Jeez. I have no idea what we're saying then. That was so heavily beeped.
Yeah, we're saying she acts like a C. And that's right, Ellie, isn't it?
Well done, Ellie. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. I don't like it. We're going to have to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take some more.
Yep. I've got more. I've got royal. I've got right, royal right, ones. Right, right. Oh, spray.
All right, okay. Give them a spray. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, we're still fuming in here.
Oh, we are.
Who do you want to give a spray to now, Jane
Kennedy?
I want
to give a spray to Prince Harry and Princess Duke and Duchess of Sussex, in other words.
Why?
Because guess who the godparents they're going to pick for their baby or babies, according to the women's magazines.
Yeah.
Possibly could be five children they're having. All
who?
Amal Clooney.
Oh, you don't like it.
Elton John.
Oh, good Lord.
Serena Williams and Barack Obama. Where is the Crown Princess Victoria of Sweden?
Where's Roger Federer?
Where's Prince Dmitry of Yugoslavia?
Will Smith as Aladdin.
Will Smith as Aladdin? You can't do that.
You can't be doing that. You don't like Amal Clooney.
I don't.
At all.
You don't like Elton John.
Oh, Elton John. Jeez.
I'm not mad on Serena Williams. I like Barack Obama, so one out of four is not bad. But no.
Do they get to say no or have they all agreed?
That's my little noggin.
And this kid could be just as evil as Prince George.
He's a little sweetheart.
He will destroy the world.
He's not a little sweetheart.
He's a big pumpkin headed.
George? Oh, how old? He's only five.
Oh, no, no,
They'll
no.
have to get a giant crown for that pumpkin head.
They will. He's very knowing.
I don't like him. I never have.
I don't like him
either. He will bring
either.
Down the world.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to take this baby home and we've got a few more things to
stick around. More to come.
Yeah.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
About done for the day.
I tell you, I'd like to give a spray to
who's that?
Eurovision.
Eurovision?
They made a bad
call. Oh, look, no, I'm not saying it's a bad call, but this was the Australian choice for our Eurovision song. Do you want to hear this is the winner, Kate Miller-Heidke?
No,
let's play a little.
Yes. This is... Hey, she's pulling the piss. She hasn't written anything.
She's not pulling
the
piss.
She goes, let's just go out and wing this.
No, this is called zero gravity, and it's going to make it's going to make shockwaves, I think, at the Eurovision Song Contest coming up soon. Anyway, it was a really great production. Well done.
Just should have gone a more traditional route.
Oh, something like what? Written in the back of the
on a blanket with the towel. Some Australians can stand and applaud.
Actually, it's really, I've warmed to that song so much.
Hey, just quickly, earlier in the show, we're just doing a bit of housekeeping. Yeah. We were talking about drunk tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we had a lot of calls we couldn't get to, and some of them were bloody good.
Yes.
But the show was just chockers. Rod, he rang in and told us we didn't get to this. He was drunk, got his son's name tattooed.
Yeah.
The artist put in Pam instead of Sam.
Oh, no.
You know what you have to
that's
do?
That's terrible.
Change your son's name to Pam.
Pam? Somehow,
why
I don't
do you
know,
get? But I don't understand why you get your kids' names. Is it like you're not going to remember them, or you need to know who your kids are? Or
I think it's a bit of a show. You're like, picking look them how up loving
at,
I am.
Are you picking them up from school pickup? You need to go.
You have to remember. Like,
Pam, no Sam.
There's fun.
Yeah, come over here. What about
a lot
Warwick?
Of
Warwick lost a drunken bet. His tattooist was allowed to do what he wanted. It's just a bad bet to lose. Yeah. He got a Star of David on his toe.
Well, yeah, that's not so unusual.
I reckon he's done him a favour by putting it on his toe.
Instead
he could have gone
of...
mad. Could have been on his forehead.
Well, you never know.
That would have been a conversation starter. What's Shane, I like Shane.
Yeah.
Mate has a tattoo above his privates that is a picture of Pinocchio with the text "Lie to me."
Okay.
And this one, Toby got when drunk. He got a tattoo on the palm of his hand that just says "Place beer here."
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. It's simple. It's brilliant.
I like it too. Someone said, Scott Nixon said, seriously, Dange?
What?
Thought you'd have a Top Cat tramp stamp.
Oh, pull your head in, Scott.
Hey.
Yeah, that could be a good one.
How are you going, Dave? You enjoyed your first day back?
Good to be back. I think everything worked okay, Maya.
You're a bit rusty.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's been a bit.
You're like a kick behind play.
Yeah. But I'll warm up.
Not too bad.
Not as bad as old Blakey out there, though.
Oh, mate, he was horrendous.
Yeah.
That was like having a chimp, a drunk chimp.
Is that right?
Tomorrow on the show, we've got Ursula, Carlson, everyone, one real.
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah.
Funny,
what else?
Lady, and me. Oh, you'll probably be here
all
too.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see you then for a Tuesday.
He knows Roger Federer.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.